This is Frank Millennium with Jim Hobgood. And now we're going to go to Michael Tusky to bring us up to speed on all the other sports in Charlottesville.
Well, the Virginia women's basketball team lost a heartbreaker to number 14 Maryland 77-75 in overtime on Friday night in Charlottesville. But thankfully, the Cavaliers rebounded in a big way by beating rival Virginia Tech 72-37 on Sunday at JPJ. Yes, that score is correct, 72-37. It was It was VPI's lowest ever point total in an ACC game, and now the Cavaliers have won 9 in a row over the Hokies, which we love to hear no matter what the sport. The team is now 12-9 overall and 1-4 in the ACC as the Wahoos hit the road to play at number 15 North Carolina on Friday and at Clemson on Sunday. The Virginia wrestling team won 8 out of 10 matches to pick up a 28-6 victory against UNC at Carmichael Auditorium on Friday. They hadn't won there since January 2003. The number one ranked Virginia men's tennis team blanked number 16 Illinois 7-0 on Friday night, dropping just one set in the process. They returned to the court on Saturday to beat number 36 Notre Dame 9-1 and Eastern Kentucky 9-0, extending their record home win streak to 78 matches. After going in 6-0 in his matches this weekend, Michael Shabazz was named the ACC Player of the Week. He's Virginia's top-ranked player. The number 24-ranked Virginia women's tennis team shut out Brown and Richmond with a score of 7-0 in both matches last Saturday at the Boar's Head to open up their season undefeated at 2-0. Real quickly, finally, the men's swimming team ranked 14th. They beat number 9 UNC 162-138, so an upset there. And the number 9 UVA women's swimming team beat number 11 UNC 161.5-138.5. I'm not sure about the half points.
It's okay. Liz Shaw from Richmond, I believe she was a Mills Godwin graduate. She won three events in that big meet this past weekend and was named ACC Female Swimmer of the Week. So hats off to that young lady. She's been pretty darn good. Lauren Perdue also broke the pool record herself in, I believe it was in one of the freestyle events. Anyway.
Forget to mention the UVA bookstore T-shirt that you want to buy for your lovely wife and for Valentine's
Day. Listen, we got Valentine's Day coming up, and I encourage all Wahoos to go to uvabookstores.com. And they've got a lovely T-shirt, the Virginia the V Saber Valentine's Heart T-shirt. And
there's not too much gear over the years at Virginia that has been the color red, so this is a unique opportunity.
This is a very unique opportunity. If you're going to buy a red T-shirt with the Virginia logo and the giant V Saber on there, it's kind of interesting.
Just don't wear it to the Maryland game.
That's true.
All right, we got to
get on. Speaking of Maryland game, big one tomorrow night.
7 o'clock.
Turtles in town.
Got to beat the Terps. Quick point. UVA football program got a nice positive jolt this week. The return of Evan Marcus to handle weight training, strength, and conditioning. He has returned, and he had a lot of success in the mid to early 2000s under Al Groh, where he was serving that position for about 4 years, 2003, 4, 5, and 6, before he departed to the NFL.
Yeah, another
have him back.
Yeah, another positive addition to Mike London's staff. So things looking good on the football side. The basketball side, as we say, big 7-day period for the Wahoos starting tomorrow night. Maryland, Wake on the road Saturday, and then Clemson back in Charlottesville next Wednesday night. Tonight for ACC's basketball fans on the deuce. The North Carolina Tar Heels play at Miami, which kind of an interesting game because Carolina struggled a little bit on the road. Miami in desperate need of a win, so if you got opportunity and you're home tonight in the snowy evening and you don't want to watch O'Reilly or something like that, turn on the Tar Heels.
In the meantime, let's talk about next week's shows. We have UVA head football coach Mike Lundlin booked for a special visit to share his thoughts on National Signing Day. That's next Wednesday night. A special show from 6 to 6:30. Then on Thursday, we have a special show headlined by Lee Raker and joined by Chris Horn with more recruiting updates and Sid Dorsey to talk to us a little bit about the Ridley special event.
And as always, we thank you for listening tonight. Appreciate your support of the show and the Wahoos. And as Frank said, we'll see you or you'll hear from us twice next week.
Two special shows. Go Hoos, beat the Terrapins.